Picture of Jesus racing will be together and sharing about changing lives from the inside out. Before we get to the event itself, Andrew, how did the partnership begin between Jesus Racing and Kairos Prison Ministries?
Sure, yeah. Well, I use Jesus Racing as a platform for my public engagement. So we have an organisation called Life Choices Foundation that I'm an ambassador for. It provides a mainly state-based high schools and jails program, which sees us visit around about 140 high schools around Australia each year and around 28 prisons around the country every year. So I provide a large part of that. All the prison work comes through me. I'm going in and speaking with the guys. And we're an impact ministry. So we're about engaging in the moment, challenging people's paradigms, their thinking around life, thinking around decision-making, thinking around important life choices, not just around Christian faith and that sort of stuff, but around life itself. Ultimately, when it comes to the prison ministries, you know, change is important to think through the consequences of. You know, a lot of people, if they don't make changes, they go through the cycle of reoffending. 65 to 70% of offenders reoffend. So for us, being an impact ministry is great because we stir them up, we challenge them, we get them thinking about their life and about their choices and about things that they might need. Organisations like Kairos, then they can walk with that person and support that person, support that person's family. Even on the outside, you know, they've got two different programs that they run, one on the inside, one on the outside. And so they just provide services outside of what we do, as do the chaplains within the jails as well. The chaplains do an amazing job, and Kairos work very nicely alongside of them. And yeah, just really provide that level of support and education and training that those, the people that are keen to explore require.
Andrew, when you've been sharing with those behind bars and you're talking about life choices, are there many of the life choices that you talk about with prisoners that also apply to everybody else?
Obviously. I mean, they're not isolated in terms of their thinking. They've made some poor decisions. It's important for us to understand that, we all make mistakes. Forgiveness is a significant part of that, both seeking forgiveness from other people that you've hurt, but also forgiving yourself in terms of what you may have done, and then seeking that redemption in terms of, looking forward. I talk to them about as a racing car driver, the last thing I can do is look in the revision mirror. The whole idea of a racing car driver is to look through the corner to see what's coming in the future. So for me, it's about getting them to think about preparing themselves for the future. I challenge them to talk about or to write down what's the one thing that would stop them from coming back when they get out. Because when we get out, if they go through the same circumstances, same environment, same situation, expect a different result, the definition of that's insanity. But that's the same for all of us on the outside. If we keep going through the same process and doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result from our lives, well, that's the definition of insanity as well. And so we can all learn from each other, learn from our life experiences, and realize that, at the end of the day, we need to be looking forward as to, what is our hope, what's your comfort's going to be to navigate through the complexities of life. It's really not until we face difficulties that we really start to think through some of the big picture things.
Andrew, if we come along to changing lives from the inside out, how might our lives be changed?
What you do is you actually get a new appreciation for the opportunity that's there. So I'll challenge people's thinking around how they might engage in this area. But then it'll give them a much better understanding about the opportunity to connect both inside and outside. So become a volunteer for Kairos and go and work within the prisons. It's scary at first. The first time you go in, it's daunting. But there's lots of support around you as you go in. These guys will give you full training in what you need in order for you to go in and to be engaged. But it's also, as a person that goes, that might be part of a faith-based community, going to a church, it's actually understanding about how you as a church community can actually be more open and accepting of people from different paths coming into our church community. We talk it a lot. We say, we want to reach people, we want to do this, we want to do that. But then the first person that looks different than us that walks into church, everyone stops and looks, the conversation stops. Yeah, we can also talk a little bit about how we can, work better within our faith-based communities to support these guys when they actually come out of prison as well.
Thank you very much, Andrew Fisher of Jesus Racing. And you should start your engines and head along to the Changing Lives from the Inside Out event, Kairos Prison Ministries and Jesus Racing, on Saturday, 30th of November, between 2 and 4:30 at Stanhope Anglican Church. For more, kairos.org.au.